This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Around the globe, countries continue to take precautions as the cases of coronavirus deaths and infections rise. In China, there are more than 200 confirmed deaths and approximately 10,000 infections. In the U.S., residents have been advised against all travel to China. This comes after the World Health Organization declared the outbreak a global emergency. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
So far, only 98 cases have been confirmed in 18 countries outside China, including 8 cases of human-to-human transmission in 4 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledges this is a relatively small number compared to China. But he notes the numbers are going up and infections are spreading to more countries.
The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries.
The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. It calls on countries to implement decisions based on evidence, not on rumor and misinformation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Trump administration said Thursday that it would continue, at least for now, its policy of not sanctioning foreign companies that work with Iran's civilian nuclear program. Brian Hook, U.S. envoy to Iran, said the United States would renew for 60 days sanctions waivers that permit Russian, European, and Chinese companies to continue to work on Iran's civilian nuclear facilities without running afoul of U.S. sanctions.
We want companies to take advantage of the exemptions in our sanctions regime for food, medicine, medical devices, and agricultural products.
The waivers are among the last remaining components of the 2015 nuclear deal that President Donald Trump pulled out of in 2018. This is VOA News. At least one Republican senator is voting in favor of allowing witnesses to testify in President Trump's impeachment trial, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Moderate Republican Susan Collins of Maine has announced that she will vote in favor of calling witnesses when the Senate polls its members, presumably late Friday. Some were surprised by a late-night announcement from Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander that he'll vote against gathering any additional evidence, saying that President Trump's actions are not impeachable. Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski hasn't said yet what she plans to do, but she posed a question on the Senate floor about the allegation contained in former National Security Advisor John Bolton's book manuscript.
Why should this body not call Ambassador Bolton?
Two moderate Democrats are also being watched to see if they plan to vote with Republicans to acquit President Trump. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump rails against his Democratic rivals ahead of the Iowa caucuses. AP correspondent Mike Grassi.
President Donald Trump was on the campaign stump in the Midwest Thursday, visiting Warren, Michigan, and then Des Moines, Iowa. At both stops, the president ridiculed the ongoing impeachment trial in Washington.
Can you believe these people? I got impeached. They impeached Trump.
The president predicted not only will impeachment fail, but he will be reelected in November.
We're going to defeat the radical socialist Democrats that are right down the street.
The Iowa caucuses are Monday. I'm Mike Grossia.
Iran's missile attack on an Iraqi base earlier this month is putting a spotlight on brain injuries as the number of U.S. troops who suffered such injuries in the attack has grown beyond the 50 reported earlier in the week. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Your brain is a very fragile part of your body.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says the military does take brain injuries seriously.
The unseen wounds of war, for example, those can be serious or they can be not so serious. It depends on the individual. It depends on the proximity to the blast. And sometimes they are lifelong. Sometimes they resolve themselves within weeks or months.
He says traumatic brain injuries or TBIs can take time to appear.
The TBI manifests itself over time. It's not necessarily instantaneous.
Milley says the Pentagon is studying ways to reduce and prevent brain injuries on the battlefield and to improve diagnosis and treatment. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Amnesty International says governments across Asia are attempting to uproot fundamental freedoms, sparking a wave of youth-led protest against escalating repression. In its annual report on the Asia-Pacific region, released on Thursday, I should say on January 30th, the London-based Human Rights Watchdog noted the governments of China, India, Pakistan, and other countries across South and Southeast Asia are increasingly active in silencing dissent in the media. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.